Hi, I'm Coleman with your East Texas News Report. Good morning, East Texas, and praise the Lord for a blessed Monday to live out our faith and freedom in this great land of liberty and opportunity. It's November 17th, 2025, and we stand firm in our conservative, evangelical Christian values rooted in the unchanging, eternal truth of God's holy word. In Grand Saline, our salt of the earth folks embody the timeless American virtues of self-reliance, hard work, and deep devotion to family and faith, living out Proverbs 22:29's promise that a man diligent in his business will stand before kings. Grand Saline ISD officially launched a brand new vocational training program on Thursday, focusing on faith-based entrepreneurship, where high school students learn to build businesses grounded in Christian ethics. Think Christian bookstores, stocking Bibles and devotionals, artisanal crafts featuring hand-carved crosses with scripture engravings, and a student-proposed Christian coffee shop designed as a welcoming hub for fellowship, Bible studies, and prayer meetings over fair trade coffee. At the program's inaugural community breakfast held Thursday morning at the school cafeteria, eager young entrepreneurs pitched innovative ideas, including a bakery specializing in scripture-inspired pastries like Philippians 4:13 strength muffins topped with icing crosses and Psalm 34:8 taste and see that the Lord is good lemon bars, inspiring attendees to see free enterprise as a God-given calling to blend faith with marketplace ministry while fostering pride in local innovation and economic independence. The Volunteer Fire Department, ever the backbone of community safety, hosted an open house Tuesday morning and recruited an impressive 25 new members, many young families committing to selfless service as an expression of Christian love for neighbors, per Mark 12:31, with training sessions covering wildfire prevention tactics suited to our piney woods, advanced CPR certification, using the latest AED equipment, and comprehensive storm preparedness drills for tornado season. In Canton, faith and fortitude shine brightly under God's grace like the morning sun over the piney woods. Partly cloudy skies at 70 degrees make it ideal for outdoor worship services on the town square or Bible studies under the oaks. Tech's DOT crews wrapped up resurfacing on FM 1651 and Highway 19 just in time for holiday travel, ensuring safe roads for church vans and family trips while prioritizing practical infrastructure over burdensome federal green mandates like forced electric vehicle stations that ignore rural realities and increase costs for hardworking Texans. Canton's famous trade days wrapped up a record-breaking weekend on Sunday, drawing thousands to celebrate American-made goods, handcrafted oak furniture built to last generations, patriotic artwork featuring eagles and flags with In God We Trust, hand-stitched quilts patterned after Bible stories, and genuine leather goods stamped with crosses, all supporting free enterprise as God's design for prosperity over globalist trade deals that ship jobs overseas. The event's gospel music stage was a highlight, with local choirs belting out timeless hymns like Blessed Assurance and It Is Well With My Soul, lifting spirits, leading spontaneous altar calls, and reminding attendees of salvation's joy across generations. Canton High School's Eagles football team secured a thrilling victory Friday night under the lights, with coaches emphasizing unity and teamwork as the body of Christ, per 1 Corinthians 12:12, using post-game devotionals on perseverance from James 1 to shape young men's character for life's bigger battles beyond the gridiron. First Baptist Men's Ministry hosted a robust Monday prayer breakfast, diving into Joshua's courageous leadership in conquering Canaan to equip modern fathers and husbands with biblical boldness against cultural drift on issues like family roles and moral absolutes. Local clinics, in partnership with Church Health Ministries, offered free health screenings for seniors Monday morning, honoring Leviticus 19:32 by rising in the presence of the aged, with volunteer nurses providing flu shots, blood pressure checks, and diabetes screenings long after hours. The Historical Society's ongoing Texas Pioneer exhibit continues to draw families, displaying authentic settlers' diaries, chronicling prayer meetings during wagon trains, hand-forged tools for tilling God's earth, and handmade quilts symbolizing community support, inspiring pride in our heritage of liberty under God and faith-driven exploration. Businesses are battling inflation head-on with aggressive buy local campaigns, propping up mom-and-pop shops with loyalty discounts, vibrant farmers markets overflowing with fresh produce, and craft fairs showcasing handmade goods that keep dollars circulating in our communities. Women's Bible study groups immersed in Proverbs 31 crafted dozens of warm blankets for domestic violence shelters, cozy scarves for the homeless to ward off winter chill, and tiny baby quilts for crisis pregnancy centers, supporting life, embodying Christian compassion in tangible ways. The 4-H Club's Poultry Project delivered hundreds of fresh eggs to food pantries Monday, teaching youth the responsibility of animal care as part of God's creation mandate. The Chamber of Commerce awarded startup grants to promising ventures in woodworking shops, producing custom furniture with scripture engravings, metalwork forges, creating gates with cross designs, and blacksmithing operations, reviving traditional crafts. A church-led cleanup along the Neches River Monday morning recited Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, while removing tons of litter to preserve natural beauty for fishing and family picnics. Canton's FFA beekeeping initiative harvested golden honey sold at church fundraisers, educating youth on God's intricate ecosystem, the importance of pollinators, and sustainable agriculture without chemical overdependence. A veterans job fair held Monday at the community center connected dozens of service members with local employers in trades like carpentry, plumbing, and HVAC. Honoring their skills and sacrifice, a local pastor's podcast on biblical family values exploded in listenership this week, countering secular narratives with episodes on godly manhood, submissive wives per Ephesians 5, and raising children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Plans for the November Heritage Festival include multiple gospel choir performances to celebrate our roots. The Christian Counseling Center expanded marriage workshops per Ephesians 5, offering sessions on communication, conflict resolution, intimacy God's way, and building homes on the rock of Christ. In Mineola, hope and history unite under the banner of Christ. Mostly sunny with highs of 70 degrees Fahrenheit, perfect for flag-lined streets waving old glory and the Christian flag side by side. State Senator Brian Hughes continues to champion legislation protecting voluntary school prayer, defending First Amendment rights against aggressive secular policies that seek to silence faith in public spaces. The City Council made significant progress Monday on funding a new community center dedicated to family events, prioritizing faith-based gatherings like vacation Bible schools, youth rallies with evangelists, marriage retreats, and Bible studies for all ages. Preparations for the upcoming Nature Fest are in full swing, featuring kid-friendly fishing derbies at the lake, guided nature walks identifying God's handiwork in flora and fauna, and wildlife conservation seminars per Genesis 2:15's command to tend the garden, with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension agents advising on planting native wildflowers for sustainable yards that attract pollinators and reduce water use. First Christian Church's food pantry drive served over 300 families Monday, operating on James 2:17's truth that faith without works is dead, with volunteers not only delivering groceries and hygiene kits, but also praying with recipients and sharing the gospel. The Mineola Jackets football team is gearing up for next Friday's game. Holding a spirited Monday pep rally complete with Philippians 2:3 devotionals on considering others better than oneself for true humility and team success, a historic church bell was rededicated Monday in a moving ceremony, symbolizing the enduring faith heritage of our town, drawing hundreds for a community hymn sing of classics like Amazing Grace. Boy Scouts earned merit badges in first aid Monday evening, preparing them to serve neighbors in emergencies with skills that save lives, reflecting the Good Samaritan parable. New state grants announced Monday created 20 mechanics jobs at a local auto repair expansion, boosting the economy with family wage positions in essential trades. A veteran support group expanded counseling services Monday for PTSD and career transitions, partnering with churches for biblical counseling. Local churches launched teen mentorship programs using Proverbs wisdom to guide youth through cultural pressures on gender identity, sexuality, and moral relativism, pointing them to Christ as the way, truth, and life. The Public Library's Children's Section highlighted Pioneer Stories Monday, inspiring kids with tales of faith-driven settlers who prayed over Texas independence and trusted God through hardships. The Monday Farmers Market promoted heirloom produce like purple hull peas and okra, resisting corporate GMO agriculture with organic methods that honor God's natural design. South to Tyler, the city's $219.3 million budget, passed with conservative fiscal restraint, allocates funds for new police vehicles equipped with the latest technology to keep streets safe without defund nonsense. College Avenue Road construction is on schedule to preserve historic charm while improving traffic flow for local cafes, bookstores, and churches. A beloved Christian art exhibit closed Monday after a successful run, showcasing dozens of faith-inspired works, including hand-carved wooden crosses inlaid with gold leaf, oil paintings of biblical scenes like the prodigal son, and sculptures depicting David and Goliath to encourage overcoming giants through faith. Stephen F. Austin State University's marching band held intense rehearsals Monday for their upcoming London New Year's Parade performance, practicing patriotic marches like Deep in the Heart of Texas to showcase Texas pride on the world stage. State THC regulations were tightened Monday to target illegal street distribution while preserving medical access, balancing public safety and personal freedom. Green Acres Baptist Church's Monday evening service pursued spiritual revival per Joel 2:28's promise of pouring out His Spirit, with thousands in attendance praying for America, leading to dozens of altar calls for salvation and rededication. Rose Queen candidates, exemplifying Proverbs 31 virtues, volunteered Monday at area soup kitchens, serving meals with smiles and modesty as role models for young ladies. Booming oil production in the Permian is funding church missions and local outreach, sending teams to Guatemala for orphanage building and evangelism. Local manufacturers broke ground Monday on a new facility, adding 50 jobs in precision tool production, celebrating with a prayer dedication. A prominent Christian school empowered parents Monday with a seminar on faith-based education per Proverbs 22:6. Training up children in the way they should go, with curriculum integrating creation science, constitutional originalism, and biblical worldview. The Chamber of Commerce's Job Fair Monday connected veterans with employers in construction, energy sector, and healthcare, honoring their service with meaningful opportunities. Across the breadth of East Texas, the body of Christ unites us in purpose and love. In Bullard, a massive Veterans Day parade last week honored heroes with F-16 flyovers, speeches from Medal of Honor recipients, and school children waving flags. Lufkin's historic Pines Theater screened wholesome family films Monday, like The Ten Commandments, to packed houses, reinforcing biblical values. Big Sandy's Landmark Church held revival services marking 170 years, with multiple baptisms in the creek, symbolizing new life in Christ. ARP High School students unveiled patriotic murals Monday with embedded scripture verses on school walls. Hawkins City Council funded new police cruisers Monday, firmly rejecting defund the police ideologies that endanger communities. Panola College expanded nursing programs with scholarships announced Monday for faith-motivated students. Jacksonville's Neches River cleanups Monday demonstrated stewardship, with volunteers reciting Genesis 1 while removing tons of debris. Palestine's Veterans Memorial hosted a solemn ceremony Monday with prayers, 21 gun salutes, and flag presentations. Nacogdoches swiftly repaired a major waterline break Monday after a weekend rupture, restoring service without rate hikes. Kilgore's world-famous Rangerettes performed a halftime show Monday, uplifting spirits at a college game. Henderson's County Fair wrapped up Monday, teaching 4-H youth responsibility through animal judging competitions. Athens farmers markets supported growers Monday with heirloom crops like okra and purple hull peas. Gilmer defended Second Amendment rights at a packed rally Monday with constitutional scholars as guest speakers. Marshall planned elaborate nativity-focused Christmas lights Monday with live actor scenes depicting the birth of Christ. Carthage's natural gas royalties funded school upgrades Monday, like state-of-the-art computer labs for STEM with biblical integration. Quitman's fishing tournaments aided conservation Monday with lake restocking efforts and catch-and-release education. Lindale's outdoor concerts featured patriotic artists Monday, like a Lee Greenwood tribute, singing God Bless the USA. Mount Pleasant's poultry processing plants expanded exports Monday, boosting hundreds of jobs at family-owned farms. Rusk Hospital volunteers prayed bedside with patients Monday, per Matthew 25:36. Bringing comfort and the gospel, White House's community park hosted family game nights Monday with cornhole tournaments and picnics under the stars. Gladwater's Oil Museum educated school groups Monday on energy heritage with interactive drilling exhibits. Overton's fire station held a blessing ceremony Monday for a new ladder truck, enhancing safety for rural calls. Flint's neighborhood watch programs curbed petty crime Monday with increased citizen patrols and prayer walks. Troop's Peach Festival Planning Committee met Monday, drawing visitors with pie baking contests and gospel music lineups. Winona's small businesses thrived Monday with chamber grants for storefront renovations and signage. New London's historical markers honored community resilience Monday after the 1937 school explosion tragedy with a moment of silence. Chandler's Lake promoted youth fishing derbies Monday with prizes for biggest catch and Bible verse recitation. Ben Wheeler's Arts District celebrated faith-inspired values Monday with pottery exhibits featuring clay vessels symbolizing 2 Corinthians 4:7. Vance STEM Academy integrated biblical truth in advanced coding classes Monday, teaching algorithms alongside creation's order. Alba's Bass Derbies drew families Monday for friendly competition and fellowship. Fruitvale's prayer groups grew with nightly meetings Monday, interceding for revival. Emory planned a fall festival Monday with gospel music stages and homemade crafts. Points Lake baptisms inspired renewal Monday with several public professions of faith. Eustace's Dairies supplied fresh cheese to local markets Monday, emphasizing farm-to-table purity. Mabank's boating safety campaigns ensured compliance Monday with free life jacket checks at the marina. Karen's honored agricultural roots Monday with a tractor parade through downtown. Malakoff's energy sector boomed Monday with new solar panel installation jobs, training veterans. Sulphur Springs Christian radio station spread the gospel with expanded morning devotionals Monday. Winsboro's Quilting Bee finished patriotic quilts Monday to warm troops deployed overseas. Statewide, Governor Greg Abbott's post-Veterans Day initiatives unite Texans in gratitude. With statewide job fairs for vets, moment of silence reflections, and parades celebrating Tejanos, ranchers, and all who served under one flag with barbecues and flag waving. New laws strengthening school choice vouchers and tougher crime penalties for violent offenders ensure safer communities and parental rights in education with rigorous enforcement against repeat criminals. Border security operations like Lone Star protect ranchers and families with increased patrols, technology, and troop deployments, balancing public safety with constitutional rights and humanitarian aid. Nationally, conservative leaders advocate for truth in the Charlie Kirk legal case, standing firm against perceived media bias and cancel culture with grassroots campaigns, prayer vigils, and legal defense funds. President Trump's recent Fox News comments call for national unity around protecting unborn life, securing borders, and restoring American greatness rooted in faith, family, and freedom, resonating in town halls across the heartland. Ahead on the calendar, Monday prayer meetings seeking divine wisdom for elected leaders. Tuesday, youth groups diving into Christian apologetics to equip the next generation. Wednesday, men's Bible studies on biblical manhood. And upcoming fall festivals offering fellowship with gospel concerts, hayrides, and pumpkin patches for wholesome family fun. Mild temperatures in the low to mid-70s with possible evening showers, perfect for cozy indoor Bible studies around the fireplace or outdoor service projects like leaf raking for elderly neighbors. Folks, Psalm 33:12 boldly declares, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His heritage." East Texas lives this truth daily through our unwavering faith in Jesus Christ, unapologetic patriotism for the greatest nation on earth, and genuine neighborly love that reflects the Savior's command, shining as a beacon of hope and righteousness in a world that often strays far from God's perfect will. Stay tuned to RevelationRadio.net for the most comprehensive, unfiltered, uncensored, most truthful news reporting in all of East Texas.